today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest is Lisa Logan. I just can't tell you how much I enjoy and appreciate this conversation. It really does, I keep saying, it gets to the heart of so much of what we talk about here, the reason why some of these things are implemented, the real spiritual purpose behind all of it. You got to follow Lisa on X at I Am Lisa Logan. She's on YouTube as well at Parents of Patriots 6581. And there's so many places to go with this. Let's pick up again with the chaplain bill. And so my point when hearing about the bill was, you know, they didn't want chaplains because they hadn't been trained. And my whole point was, that's actually a positive. That's actually, we don't want people trained by these people, you know, interacting with kids and helping to guide their emotional journey, or, you know, whatever words they use. The training that these people are subjected to is the social emotional learning training. Like, they're mad that people want to bring in counselors that have a spiritual background, that are religious, when what they want is an army of counselors all pushing this one world religion, fake spirituality that makes people easy to manipulate and control. So I was in favor of chaplains coming in because I'd rather have untrained counselors than trained ones, because I know what the training is like. But I was maybe wrong on that. Explain to me again what's happening with this chaplain bill, because it's happening around the country. I know it's happening in Texas, but it's happening where you are as well. So what's really happening here?
Right. So I think a lot of people don't understand that just like how teachers get certified to teach, you know, K-12 or college programs, they actually do have a training program for chaplains. So if you go to, for instance, chaplain, I think it's called chaplaincyinnovation.org, and the Chaplaincy Innovation Institute, they actually do train these chaplains. And if you look up their partners, you have trans spiritual care. You have all sorts of environmental and eco pushing chaplains. They literally are just like they do with, university students. They are indoctrinating these chaplaincy candidates into having a critical consciousness as well. So I think the problem with, besides the fact that obviously they're going to send these people into schools and really, they always say, you know, it's going to be an opt-in program, but what they're really doing is changing the paradigm of what schooling is, right? And I've talked about this on other programs. I can't remember if we've chatted about it before, Harrison, but what they really want is to bring school to what they call a community schools model, where they're providing everything for the children at school.
Right.
So dental care, reproductive health, literally everything. So kids can go to school, get a vaccine, they can see a counselor, they can literally just about get any need that they need met at school. And what this does is actually cut parents out of the picture, for one, right? Because they eventually want to pass bills that allow kids to decide what care they need on their own without their parental or guardian figuring that out. But also because, again, this whole idea of like, we need to have schools give these kids everything that they need, but it's not going to be academics. Again, it's going to be all of these woke things that basically going to get the kids to believe that they need to go to the state or the government or whatever to get their needs met. It provides a mindset, and we cannot let that happen. We cannot let that happen, and I think just this chaplain thing was another example of one of these bill mills putting something out. They make it sound nice, but really this is a Trojan horse to actually get more indoctrination into schools and away from parents' eyes.
Yeah, there's so much to this that it's like there's a barely audible like hum constantly whenever you hear about any of this stuff. And it's like you can't quite identify it. But it's a through line that runs from like Brave New World. I mean, clearly this is like the Brave New World system they're setting up, right? Everyone belongs to everyone else, and you're not an individual. You're just a part of our collective, and your happiness is derived from being a part of this community, so you'll submit to the community. I mean, all of that clearly was recognized by Aldous Huxley back in the 1920s. A fantastic book on religion called Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future addresses all of this stuff from the very beginning of New Age. I think it was written in the early 80s. But Father Seraphim Rose, Orthodox, you know, priest, he just saw all of this clearly, saw how yoga and the New Age spirituality was clearly a satanic, you know, attempt to undermine the Christian foundations of the nation. It's like there's something that's connecting all these things. There's some unseen thread through all of this stuff that you're really helping to illuminate in a powerful way. And again, I want to suggest people go, especially look at this thread of yours on at I Am Lisa Logan on X. What if I were to show you the same institute, Fetzer, who launched the entire field of emotional learning and the org CASEL, C-A-S-E-L, that sets the five core competencies for all social-emotional learning programs was crazy, and their purpose is to bring in the age of the Archangel Michael. It sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. And I got some videos on this, but I'm sorry. There's so much I want to say, but I want to get your take. But everything you say, I want to go off on. Do you see this as a deliberate plan, or do you see this as just sort of an inevitable consequence of these people really trying to do things right, but just going off the course? I mean, do you think this is all like planned from the beginning, that this is going to be the outcome that they're going for?
Unfortunately, yes. I think it is very much so planned. Marilyn Ferguson wrote a book in the 80s called The Aquarian Conspiracy. And basically that book is not about New Age being a conspiracy itself, you know, as far as like a conspiracy theory. It was literally about how they were creating networks of networks to collaborate on specific initiatives, like how they were going to do experiential education or how they were going to infiltrate politics. And they made ways for them to communicate with each other. Actually, there's a book I just recently got called The Networking Book. And you can see here that this whole entire book is how this guy from NASA used long-distance telephone lines to connect people across the country and across the world so that they could collaborate on putting New Age into literally every sector and institute in America. And this has been happening, unfortunately, for a very long time. I'll give you another example here, right? So spirituality and politics. This is written by Corinne McLaughlin and David Gordonson. David Gordonson's a huge theosophical speaker and writer across the country. Corinne McLaughlin, his wife, was tapped by Bill Clinton to actually implement Agenda 21 in the United States. So she assembled the task force that did this. Unfortunately, these people ended up in positions of power in our government, in our education system, in business, and really I think we need to start opening our eyes to what's actually going on here. I have a whole thread about the evolutionary leaders that I put together, and they have 12 synergy circles. They've infiltrated religion. It talks everything about what they've done, but this is a true conspiracy in the way that they planned this out. They figured out how to get these ideas into society. And unfortunately, unlike Jim Jones, right, which you mentioned earlier, which is this cult fringe group, everybody kind of viewed it as a cult fringe group. This has been slowly implemented without anybody saying, hey, this is a religion. This is a worldview that they're trying to get you to adopt. It just kind of got mainstreamed. And now everybody just accepts it.
Right. This is a moral framework that is different and at odds with the religious framework of Christianity, or, you know, the American consciousness as informed by Christianity. Yet people don't realize that their lives, from elementary school and the lessons that they're taught, to the way commercials are phrased, to the news reports they're seeing, are all, without their knowledge or permission, guiding their spiritual life towards a destination that they wouldn't want to head to. And it's astonishing, but it's absolutely true. And we'll show you videos. We're going to come in with a video on the other side, showing you in their own words what this is all about. So this isn't speculation Lisa Logan's talking about here. This is confirmed, and we'll prove it on the other side. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12. Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
But he started with spiritualism, and he got interested in New Thought, which is the mind over matter tradition. That was very popular, still is in the United States. It goes on. It's just remarkable the number of different spiritual paths that John Fetzer went down. Well, ultimately, John Fetzer basically created for himself his own spiritual worldview. And it boils down to a metaphysical spirituality, which simply means that he believed in the unity of the universe. All is one. Sometimes it's called cosmological monism. So the spiritual world and the material world are actually all one. And in fact, for John Fetzer, it all basically went back to the spiritual. So everything was interconnected, and everything is interconnected by the circulation of energies of various kinds, either subtle energies, spiritual energies, or physical energies. He believed in human spiritual evolution. He believed that human beings, throughout their lives, through spiritual study, could achieve higher and higher states of consciousness. He ultimately believed in the harmony of science and religion. So he felt that true science and true religion would never conflict. This is an old idea, of course. He really, truly believed that these two things, science and spirituality, ultimately would be harmonized. They'd just be seen as different sides of the same coin. And then finally, he believed in global spiritual transformation. So the idea here is that if enough people achieve higher states of consciousness, then it will catalyze a global transformation. Yeah. And he labeled this the New Age. Yeah. Now, that term, the New Age, had actually been around for a while, but John Fetzer started using it in the 1960s, and that's almost 20 years before it became the New Age movement in the United States. So he was using this term for this global spiritual transformation quite early on, and hence that's why I called the book Johnny Fetzer and the Quest for the New Age.
Wow, and the Fetzer Institute, of course, were the first to come out with social-emotional learning. That video is on a very powerful and informative thread on Lisa Logan's X. Follow her on X at I Am Lisa Logan. She's on YouTube as well at Parents of Patriots 6581. And again, that thread I just retweeted, but it's titled, What If I Were to Show You the Same Institute Fetzer, who launched the entire field of emotional learning, was crazy. And the other purpose was bringing in the age of Archangel Michael, which don't be confused by the biblical, you know, implications of that. It's, I would consider it rather satanic. Comments on that video that we just saw, that was a presenter talking about, the life of Fetzer and how he got involved and sort of coined the term New Age, which New Age, New World Order, you know, global spiritual transformation, stakeholder capitalism, the fourth industrial revolution, it all ties in perfectly together. I mean, they fit like puzzle pieces, this social emotional learning and the wider globalist plan of a one world government, and one world religion, dominated from a single central council. Put that video in context for us or elaborate on it, or what stood out to you in that? Hold on. I'm sorry. Sorry, you may have been muted there. If you could just start again.
Yeah, that was Brian Wilson. He wrote the biography on John Fetzer called John Fetzer, The Quest for the New Age. I've read a good lot of it. The endnotes are just amazing, talking about like all the different associations he had with people in power. Mm-hmm. But he's basically detailing their Fetzer's spiritual journey. Again, I told you he was a Seventh-day Adventist. He left there. He kind of dabbled in literally just about everything, which as an adult, you should have the freedom to do so. And obviously our argument here is if his goal was spiritual transformation, if the whole goal of his institute was to bring about the age of the Archangel Michael and all of these different things, then isn't this initiative that we put in schools also about that goal? And unlike Fetzer, who got to choose his spiritual path, they are inculcating a worldview for kids through this program, and essentially kind of challenging any kind of individualistic views that they have. And like you noted, Harrison, I mean, it's not just about, yes, Christianity has that, you know, God gave you free will to choose him, to follow him or not. But it's also the ideology behind the World Economic Forum, behind the UN Sustainable Development Goals, behind stakeholder capitalism, behind communism, behind socialism, this whole idea that we are one, and this is being forced upon children in forced schooling in K-12. So if your kids are there, then this is the ideology that they're bringing about. And it's for the purpose of that global consciousness, that global transformation, for this spiritual worldview.
And you know what's fascinating about all of it is that they're wrong, is that they're actually wrong, and it's like provable with the statistic. Like the more they try to force this on people, the worse everything gets, but they double down. And it's, you know, in contradiction to like when I asked you earlier, like, what do you do about all these kids with mental illnesses these days? And you're just like, maybe they should eat dinner with their families. It's like the things that actually solve these issues were not designed by think tanks. Nobody had to like come up with a plan where families hang out together. It's like, that's what's natural. That's what's good. That's what's obvious. Nobody had to prove this. Just like when you look at, you know, success for a child. You want to have a mother and a father married together, living in the same house and raising a child together. Nobody had to do experiments, or this wasn't a crazy idea where we used to be raised in a commune and somebody was like, what if we tried families and it turned out to work well? Like, it's what's natural. It's what's obvious. It's what's just evolutionarily, however we arrived to these things, having a family, marriage, staying together, like these things are what humans need. And as we move away from that and towards social emotional learning, everything gets crazier, but they don't stop. And your point about, you know, the fact they have to measure results. And so then you have to determine who is coming up with what metrics they're measuring by. Just fascinating beyond belief and absolutely true. Talk a little bit about that, about how these people never stop pursuing this goal, even when it's proven to be counterproductive.
Oh, definitely. Religious cults are fanatic. I mean, if you look at any religious cult, like, they're willing to do anything to make sure that their ends are met. I mean, look at Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid. I mean, like, so many people died. They don't care about the cost as long as those spiritual goals are met. To your point about the family, it's the original form of government, right? You have everything kind of encompassed in there. And, you know, there's a lot of people who say, yes, these Marxists want to destroy the family. That's their whole end goal, right? Just destroy the family, to do away with personal property, to do all these things. But I think they're missing that last end goal, which is the family is the last stop in getting to the child.
Right.
Because, again, if the child belongs to your tribe, if they really truly believe that, you know, you love them, that you guys are together as a unit, then those are the kids that think freely, that that really hold true to their values that they're raised with, and they can't have that because it gets in the way of their global transformation. I think that, you know, we need to start changing the conversation about what is important and what we're fighting, because if we're having the wrong conversation about what we're fighting, then we won't come up with the right solution. And so I just think I'm so grateful that you've had me on today, Harrison, to talk about this, because really nobody is talking about this. Nobody, there's very few. James Lindsay, my friend James Lindsay, has been, but even then we get lambasted by people who are like, it's not Gnosticism, it's not Hermeticism, it's just Marxism, it's just communism, accept it. But no, this is actually true. We have the documents, we have the webinars, like, this is actually happening, folks. And I think that we need to identify it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do a great job. And again, we're barely scratching the surface on this stuff. I mean, everything from the way they use disassociation to, you know, weaponizing children's sense of kindness, you mentioned earlier, like, that alone, we could go on for an hour on how they do that, not just with children, but obviously with adults as well. I want to thank you for all the work that you've done. Again, I just encourage our audience to go follow Lisa at I Am Lisa Logan on YouTube at Parents of Patriots 6581. For parents that are just learning about this, we only have about a minute left, but is homeschool the only way? I mean, what advice do you give to parents? What should they talk to their children about?
I think there are varying degrees we could go with that, right? I think I mentioned on the last time I was on with you about 6 months ago, and I encourage your audience to go check that interview out as well. We kind of dove more into like the nuts and bolts of social emotional learning. Yeah. But you have to measure your kid. You have to know your kid, right? If your kid's vulnerable to these things, if you have a very young kid, yes, I would take them out of school.
Yeah.
And homeschool your child. If your child has kind of grown up with your values, they understand, like, my kids are in public school, but because we've talked to them about this kind of stuff and the ideologies behind it since they were young, they're okay and actually come home and they tell me when they're being indoctrinated, like, hey, right. I had a lesson at school and it was doing all this.
You've spiritually vaccinated them against indoctrination. And it is possible, folks, so fear not. But we have to see this for what it is and take the bull by the horns and fight this battle on a spiritual level. Thank you so much for joining us. Lisa Logan at I Am Lisa Logan.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You